Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Monday, July 5th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. The increase of violence against Christians in Iraq prompts a call for prayer. A Zimbabwe church leader stays true to his calling, and a new course disciples radio listeners in Bulgaria. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. It's a time of great turmoil and change for the people of Iraq as the new government is established. Local Christians are waiting to see how the police and military will handle violence that's targeted specifically toward the Christian church. Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyrs, says in spite of some accounts of violence, believers are sharing Bibles and Christian material on the streets of Iraq.
The people were overjoyed. They were glad to have it. They were asking for more. And I think the people there are very hungry, and there is a great opportunity for the gospel work to go forward.
There eventually may be further restrictions placed upon them, and Nettleton urges people to pray.
First, we can pray for safety. Secondly, pray that they will be effective ministers of the gospel. During this time of turmoil, people are asking questions, and this is a time where there can be a great harvest of souls. And so we need to pray that the Holy Spirit will be working on the hearts of Muslim people in Iraq. We also need to pray for the Christian people who are reaching out to them.
We turn next to the mixed messages coming from Zimbabwe. The government has apparently done an about-face on their request for food aid, asking for help from the World Food Program. Until that comes, Bible Pathway Ministry partner Pastor Alpheus says their outreach programs are taxed because most of the larger supporters of the church have left the country.
The last 3 years, we experienced drought in the country, and a lot of people were starving. This last month, the government passed a law to stop all food imports into the country because they want to control the distribution of food themselves. This puts a heavy strain on what the church is doing.
Alpheus says his decision to feed the hungry earned him death threats and government scrutiny. He never stopped, adding Bible Pathway has been vital to their outreach.
I got a lot of the books when I came here last year, and we've tested the churches outside of the cities. The only book that they have is a Bible Pathway copy. We use that for our Bible studies. We use that as a scripture that we read there.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Colombia, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Kenya, three volatile areas of service for the church. Leaders face a mix of isolation and discouragement. Global Advance's David Shibley says this month it's all about support for these quiet heroes.
Most of these pastors have already made such a strong commitment in putting their lives on the line almost every day for the gospel. And so we want them to know that they're not forgotten by the rest of the body of Christ around the world. And we also want to encourage them in their task of evangelizing and discipling their own nations.
Shibley explains that these three countries are the sites of training conferences.
In a very real sense, our Frontline Shepherds conferences are a traveling seminary or Bible school. Obviously, we can't give a full-orbed education in 3 days, but we certainly can give a track to run on for church growth, church planting, and the sending of national missionaries.
Elsewhere, the challenge of evangelical outreach in Sweden is considerable. Because absolutes are labeled intolerance in Sweden, spreading the gospel is difficult. Greater Europe mission workers teach at the Credo Academen and help missionaries on other fields with the education of their children. Pastors in Scandinavia are pleading for help with church planting efforts. In the next 5 years, GEM could place 44 long-term missionaries there. And Transworld Radio in Bulgaria is complementing on-air scriptural teaching with newly launched discipleship correspondence courses. Listeners are eager to know more about the Christian faith, especially new believers, and are writing in for practical help on how to have a personal relationship with Jesus. To help develop these courses, TWR Bulgaria is teaming with Source of Light Ministries, a well-known and long-standing Bible correspondence outreach. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video on Buckner's work with AIDS orphans in Africa and their efforts to share the gospel with them. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.